This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Anguish, pain, and heartache poured out of Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein on Sunday as he recounted the terrorist shooting at his Chabad of Poway Synagogue just outside of San Diego on Saturday, as one person was killed and three others injured, including the rabbi himself.
I realize now there's an active shooter at Temple. In front of me in the banquet hall, there's children, little kids. My granddaughters are here.
But the rabbi said most of his pain came from seeing a beloved charter member of his shul, 60-year-old Laurie Kay, lying dead on the floor as her husband frantically tried to resuscitate her. Others wounded were an 8-year-old girl and her uncle. Both have been released from the hospital. A synagogue member, Rochelle Schwartz, experienced the horror firsthand with her daughter.
My dear friend, her daughter was next to me. And I just remember getting her down and covering her with my body and telling her, please be quiet, please be quiet. I don't want the shooter to know that we're here.
Goldstein said President Trump telephoned him on Sunday, speaking for about 15 minutes, sharing his condolences.
It's the first time I've ever spoken to a president of the United States of America. He shared with me condolences on behalf of the United States of America. And we spoke about the moment of silence. And he spoke about his love of peace and Judaism and Israel. And he was just so comforting that I'm really grateful to our president for taking the time and making that effort to share with us his comfort and consolation.
San Diego County Police say 19-year-old John Ernest allegedly entered the synagogue on Saturday and opened fire with an AR-style assault weapon. Rabbi Goldstein said the suspect's gun miraculously jammed. He was then confronted by off-duty U.S. Border Patrol agent Jonathan Morales, who Goldstein said recently discovered his Jewish roots. This is